In this week's Cut News Line, two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The enrolling clerk in the House of Representatives had accidentally left out Title 3 of the bill, which is the trade title. So the bill that the President signed technically was not the bill that was passed by both houses of Congress. Upon checking with parliamentarians, House and Senate Democratic leadership felt that they were okay to go ahead and override what they had and what had been sent to the President and what the President had vetoed, which was the conference report of the Farm Bill minus the trade title. That passed the House this week by a vote of 316 to 108, and then passed the Senate by a vote of 82 to 13.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If Congress would have to come back and quickly pass the bill again with a different bill number, which has already been done on the House side, to be properly enrolled and sent to the President for his veto, and then go through the process of a veto override again. Some members of Congress feel that that's what needs to be done. Others feel that this is law, and they feel like they have the historical backing on that. However, Congress still has the question of what to do with the trade title, whether that's put together as a standalone bill and passed and sent to the President for his signature or veto, or whether it's included in another bill. That's yet to be determined, as well as the status of the overall full bill.